This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's not really any of my business, so don't feel like you have to answer out loud if there's somebody nearby, but how you feeling lately about work, about how much you're getting done? I ask because the Labor Department said this morning that we were all less productive in the first quarter. Technically, it's called non-farm business sector labor productivity, but by whatever name, it fell 2.7% January through March. And that's despite the fact that output, all the stuff that we make in this economy, went up in the same period. But as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, what really matters here is how the Labor Department defines productivity.
You might think you'd be more productive if you're making more stuff, but what matters here is how much you're producing per hour. Sarah House, senior economist at Wells Fargo, says if you're working more hours,
you could be making more, but it's taking you even longer to make that incremental additional output. And so that means that we're being less productive in that case.
The Labor Department isn't trying to call out your coworker for being lazy or anything. We're talking about the economy as a whole. And overall, more hours are being worked because more people are working, since the economy is still adding a lot of jobs.
Particularly in some industries like leisure and hospitality, it's been really difficult to attract and retain employees. And so in industries like that, you're still seeing some catch-up hiring.
Meanwhile, output, that's the amount of stuff we're making, is not keeping up, says Menzi Chen, an economics professor at the University of Wisconsin.
Production had jumped in the wake of the pandemic. And so what you have is the growth rate of production, which is largely determined by demand, is slowing a lot.
Output is also being held back because there are still plenty of positions that haven't been filled, says Peter Urazim, a labor economist at Iowa State University.
When you don't have enough resources, when you don't have enough inputs, it actually detracts from the productivity of the people who are working.
And that's not a good sign for the economy, says Jason Furman, an economics professor at Harvard.
Productivity is probably the single most important thing in the economy. It's the most important determinant of living standards over time.
Furman says we also want productivity to keep up with wage growth. If wages rise and businesses are more productive, they don't have to raise prices as much because they're making and selling more products.
If instead wages are going up but you have no productivity growth, then businesses are going to want to pass along all of that in the form of inflation.
And that, he says, could make it harder for the economy to avoid a recession. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.